We're on here at Fort Recovery Softball Diamond with the Lady Indians taking on the Versailles Lady Tigers. We don't have any technical difficulties today.
Nope, not today.
So we're here for the first inning.
We are.
Instead of the second, like last game. We're ready to roll here. Chelsea's on the mound, of course. First pitch in there. Batter just about killed her coach. Hit a line shot right towards her.
Got some lineup changes today. We got Devin Post behind the plate filling in for Logan.
Coach said Logan's got a knee, fairly maybe severe knee injury, yep. So that's not good.
Nope. We got Chelsea on the mound.
Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers, and they're high for a ball. One ball, one strike.
Casey on first. Hannah Knapke at second. Carly Stone in short. Audra Mesker in third. Emily Hart in left. Whitney Will in center. And Taylor Tan in right.
Yeah, big lineup changes.
Yep.
Next pitch in there for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Have you heard what is Versailles' record?
I did not hear.
Did not hear. Pitch to the plate. That ball was fouled down third baseline. So that evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. We're here at Fort Recovery. Steve Stone, Darren Sheffer, covering the girls' softball game, home game here. Had some showers throughout the day. Nothing real major, so the field actually looks like it's in pretty decent shape.
Yeah. I think the boys are in a rain delay at Versailles right now.
Yeah, the rain's been real spotty all around us all day. But we've missed the biggest majority of it. Pitch to the plate. In there for strike.
Great
called.
Pitch.
Great off-speed pitch. In there for strike three. Catches the batter just looking. So that's out number one for the Indians. Chelsea's on the mound. Pitching pretty good like usual. Little lefty up here for Versailles Lady Tigers. Top of the first inning with Versailles here in town. Pitch is in there for a strike. That's one ball, one strike, one out. Here at Fort Recovery at the middle school, elementary school at the field. Batter gets a bit of a bat on that ball and kind of knocks it foul. Big changes in the lineup with Devin behind home plate.
Yeah.
Chelsea's ready. Pitch. That ball is popped up over shortstop's head, and that's going to fall in there for a base hit. Just a little blooper right over Carly's head, and she reached up and made a stab at it and fell right behind her. So that puts the batter on the two hole on first base with a little bloop single. Number eight's up here for Versailles. We're trying to get a lineup here. Did we get that? All right. Got the lineup here, the official lineup for Versailles. That first pitch was fouled back. Strike one. Chelsea's on the mound. Wines delivers. That ball is hit to third. Thrown to second. Out at second. And got the lead runner at second. That was a good play by Audra Metzger. She was up and throwing. And Hannah Kanapke was right there to make the force play at second. She looked down to first and cocked to throw, but she elected to hold on to the ball, which was fine. I don't think she could have got it there.
Yeah.
Anyhow. So that's two outs, runner on first. Cleanup hitter is up, and that's Powell, number four, Powell. I'm sorry, number 11, batting in the number four spot. First pitch in there for a ball. That ball is hit foul down the left field line. Versailles got a runner on first. We got the lead runner out by a nice play from Audra Metzger. Chelsea's on the mound. Pitcher's ready. Batter was out of the batter's box. Now she's back in. We're ready for action here. Pitch to the plate. Inside for a ball. That brings our count to 2 balls, 1 strike. 2 outs here in the top of the first. Chelsea settles in. She's ready. Pitch. That's going to be a little high for a ball. 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Chelsea's ready. Pitch to the plate. She pops that up. Pops it up. Emily calling. Runs in, makes the play. That's a great first half of the inning here for the Lady Indians. And we'll be right back. We're on here. Bottom of the first inning. We've got Chelsea Timmerman up to bat in the number one spot for the Indians. First pitch in there for a strike. Chelsea played extremely well Tuesday night. She was hitting the ball really well.
Yep.
So we're hoping that keeps up for her. She's back in the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. She hits one down third baseline. Shortstop knocks it down and cannot make the play. So she hit a line drive. The third baseman kind of backhanded it and dropped it to the ground. Shortstop picked it up and fired it over to picked it up and held it because Chelsea was already at first. So that's a good way to start the game
for sure.
With a single. Next pitch in there to third. Picked up, thrown to second. Picked up by the third baseman. Base hit by Tori. But forces Chelsea into a force play at second base, so that gets our lead runner out. We've still got Tori on first, and we've got Devin Post, who's catching tonight, stepping into the batter's box. She takes the first pitch in there for a strike. We've got Casey Vogel on deck. Devin took that first pitch for a strike. Pitcher's ready, delivers. That's high for a ball. That'll even the count. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Bottom of the first inning. Here in Fort Recovery, kind of a gray overcast evening, but at least it's not snowing.
Yeah, for sure.
That ball is tapped foul. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. Got Tori on first. Both of our first batters hit their balls down to third base, and third baseman made a good play on Tori's. That ball is chopped foul. So that's 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. Bottom of the first here in Fort Recovery. Got Casey Vogel on deck. Oh, she threw a changeup.
Man, great pitch for her, though.
Threw it. She was throwing some peat in there, and then she threw that changeup, and boy, oh boy, got Devin way out in front of that one. So that's our second out, strikeout. We've got Casey Vogel hits one little dribbler that kind of spins out of play. Down first baseline. She settles into the batter's box. Pitcher's ready. Pitch to the plate. Strike. So that's no balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs. Bottom of the first inning. Tori Vaughn's on first. Pitch to the plate. Threw that changeup in there, that slow one. That floated in there low for a ball. Pretty good pitcher. Seems like she's got two pretty good pitches
there. A few different pitches in there, yep.
Then that last pitch is in there for a strike, and Casey makes a big cut at it and can't connect. So that's going to end our first inning here. It's 0-0. We'll be back. We're back here in the top of the second inning. Score is 0-0. We've got McElDowney batting for the Lady Tigers. First pitch is in there for a ball. McElDowney's a lefty.
Got three McElDowneys on the team here.
Next pitch is in there. She fouls that back behind the plate. So one ball, one strike. Didn't notice that. We do have three McElDowneys. They must be like Metzgers.
Yeah.
We got lots of those.
Yep.
She settles back in. Chelsea delivers a pitch. It's in there low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. No outs. Top of the second inning. Got big changes here with the lineup with Devin Post behind home plate because of an injury to Miss Ranley. She's here in the dugout supporting her team. With a big wrap on her leg. Immobilizing that knee.
Yep.
Next pitch in there for a ball. That's three balls, one strike, no outs. Pitch to the plate, high for a ball. That's going to send her to first base. Base on balls. McElDowney makes it to first base. That brings up 23 to the plate. Voisart. She settles into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. In there for a strike. Chelsea settles back into the on the pitching rubber. Checks the sign. She's ready. Pitch to the plate. That's popped up. And Chelsea backpedals and makes that play. Chelsea's off to a great start. Like, she has been the last couple games.
Yeah.
She's been pitching really well. Man, she's been a workhorse, too.
Yep.
She's on that mound from the beginning to the end of how many games now? Three in a row?
A lot. She does it well.
She's doing great. Pitch to the plate. That ball is hit hard into center field. That's in the gap. That's going to make it to the fence. That's going to score at least one run. Ball gets into the cutoff, and she's got a stand-up double on second. And that scores the runner. So that's one runner crossed for the Lady Tigers from Versailles. Who got that hit? That was Heitkamp?
I believe
yeah,
so.
Heitkamp just hit a nice double into the gap in left center and kind of got past Witt. And she picked it up, made it in, made the throw into the cutoff. And now we're getting a pinch runner in for Heitkamp.
We don't have a name for her.
And we do not have a name for her. So got a pinch runner on second. One out. Got number 14 at the plate, Lawrence. She levels the bat a few times. Steps into the batter's box. Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers. And that's chop foul back behind home plate. Kind of an overcast, kind of a gloomy evening here at Fort Recovery, but at least it's not raining.
Yep.
Chelsea Wines delivers and rolls one in there for a ball, and it gets past Devin, and that's going to advance the runner from second to third. We're doing a lot of changing back and forth, I think, with the softballs. Field's in actually really good shape, but it probably balls are getting a little bit muddy. Throwing them over to Ryan so he can clean them up and get them back in play. Got equipment malfunction here for Devin. She's working on her knee pads. She settles in behind home plate. Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers. And that's fouled back. So that brings the count to one ball, two strikes, one out. Top of the second inning here in Fort Recovery.
Watch health. Get her here.
So you ready for prom?
Yep, ready? I'm ready.
Did you get your corsage bought?
Yep.
Attaboy.
Mom ordered it for me.
Oh, attaboy.
Thank goodness for Mom.
That's exactly right. I'm sure you'd be lost without her.
Oh, for sure.
That ball is hit into the gap between third and short, and that's going to roll out to Emily. Emily picks it up and throws it into the cutoff person. That's a single, and that's going to score the runner from third to home. So that makes our score 2-0. Got one out. We got number 19. We got another Mackle Downey at the plate.
Another one, yeah.
She's batting in the 8th hole. Pitcher winds, delivers. She shows bunt and pulls it back for a ball. Runner looked like she was going to go, but then she came back. Chelsea's ready. Shows bunt. She drops a bunt down, but it goes foul. Mackle Downey at the plate now, and her count is 1-1, 1-1, 1-1. One out. Sales Tigers got a girl on first. 2 runs across in this inning. Chelsea's ready. Delivers a pitch. Shows bunt. Drops one down. That rolls foul also. Glad Audra let that roll.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't think she was going to.
I thought she was going to pick it up, and I went, no, pick it up.
Yep.
So that brings the count to 1-2, 1-1. One out. Versailles got a runner on first. Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers. And that also is fouled back. Got one out here in the top of the 2nd inning. Pitcher Wines delivers. That's low, gets past Devin, and that's going to get the runner to 2nd easily. She needs to get up and hustle back a little bit faster.
Kidding.
That runner could have made it to 3rd, no problem.
Yeah, for sure.
She had no enthusiasm in getting that ball.
No.
That runner could have rounded 2nd and made it to 3rd, no problem. Pitcher Wines delivers. Way out in front of that pitch. The 3rd strike was dropped, and so the throw went to first to get the batter out at first, and then that advanced the runner from 2nd to 3rd. So now we've got 2 outs, and we Versailles Tigers have a runner on base runner on 3rd. And we've got Stamen at the plate, batting in the 9 spot. Pitch to the plate. That ball was hit foul down 3rd baseline, and she
hit that ball hard.
She put a charge in that one. Emily picks that up and gets it back into the pitcher. Chelsea requests a clean ball, so they throw another one into her. She's back on the pitching rubber. She's ready. Wines delivers. Low gets past Devin. Runner's going to make it to home without a throw. So that brings another run across. That's run number 3 for the Lady Tigers. So we are trailing now 3-0 in the top of the 2nd, and we've got 2 outs. Batter settles back in. She's got 1-1, 1-1. Pitch to the plate. That's fouled.
Here we go, Chels. Nothing good here.
1-2, 2 outs. Need to strike her out.
For sure.
Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers. That ball is hit to hit to shortstop. Carly Stone makes one heck of a play at shortstop, snags a ball that easily could have been a hit,
yep,
and then is athletic enough to get the throw right on the money over to first base. Really close play, but
we
got her at first. Get out of that top of the 2nd. We'll be right back. We're back here in the bottom of the 2nd inning. We had Audra Metzger digging in. She throws an excellent bunt down. But the third baseman made an even better play on the ball and got Audra at first. I was talking to Audra's mom after that last game, and she had a busted lip, scratches. She was just beat to a pulp after that last game.
I believe it.
She's looking good today, though.
Yep.
We've got Taylor Tin steps into the batter's box. First pitch in there for a strike. Audra was our first batter, and she threw down a bunt and got thrown out at first. Next pitch is hit to second base. Second baseman makes a clean play, picks it up, flips it over to first. That's our second out. That brings up Emily to the plate, Emily Hart.
Indians gotta get the bats rolling here.
Yep, she digs into the batter's box, hits a nice ball out into the gap, and it's gonna fall. That's gonna be at least a double. Ball's picked up and thrown back into the cutoff person. She hits just a rocket out into the gap.
She got a hold of that one.
She sure did. Stand up double. Now we've got Whitwill. Whitwill's up to bat, stepping into the batter's box, and we got Carly Stone. He made an excellent play to end the last inning. She's on deck. Witt's in there. She's ready. Pitch to the plate. Low for a ball. Time to rally a little bit here with two outs. Two-out rally with a runner on. Team's fired up after Emily just crushed that ball.
Yeah.
Witt wills at the plate. Takes a second pitch. In there for a strike. That evens the count at one ball, one strike. Two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Whitwill at the plate. Carly Stone on deck. Pitch to the plate. She throws up that wicked changeup.
That's a good pitch.
And got Whit just all all messed up. She kind of takes a swing and tries to pull it back, but she couldn't. And she goes down swinging. That's going to end our inning. Strand and a runner on second base. We didn't get any runs that inning. It's still 3-0. We'll be back. We're back here at Fort Recovery watching the girls play a pretty good ball game so far. Chelsea's on the mound doing an excellent job. Pitch to the plate. That ball is hit foul. Strike one. Top of the third inning with the Indians trailing 3-0. Chelsea threw that first pitch in there and got a strike. Second pitch to the plate. That's going to be a hit to our second baseman. She comes up, throws a low ball to our first baseman, and gets past Casey. I think our second baseman was a little excited.
Yep.
She made a clean play on the ball and just didn't make the throw. Maybe jitters. That's her first.
Just a freshman too. So.
Yep.
She'll be all right.
Pitch to the plate. Runner goes. Devin fires.
Ooh. I think that went right off her shin.
Not in time. Did it hit her?
I think it hit Hannah right in the shin.
You had to sacrifice your body to keep that ball from getting past you.
Yeah, no kidding. That was a just took a hard hit.
Top of the third, pitch to the plate, strike. Two strikes, no balls. Chelsea's ahead on the count. Who do we got here at the plate?
Number eight.
That name we can't pronounce.
Yeah.
Your grandma told you how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
Spit it out, boy.
Yeah, I'm not real sure.
We'll just call her number eight.
Yep.
She hits a pop-up. Whitney runs in, makes the play. Nice play by Whit. She had a little bit of ground to cover to get to that ball. Good thing her legs are about 6 miles long.
Yep.
She made it in there and made the play. That's one out. Forsale's got a runner in scoring position on second. Top of the third. Pitch to the plate. High for a ball. Hey, we can pronounce this girl's name.
Powell.
Checks the sign from her coach. steps back into the batter's box. Chelsea Wines delivers. She shows bunt, pulls it back. The ball gets passed. Devin rolls to the fence, and that advances their runner from second to third. Chelsea settles in. She's ready. Pitch to the plate. That ball is hit hard, high. Home run.
It's gone.
Home run. Just barely made it over the fence out in
left center.
Left center. What are we calling that? 210?
Barely.
Home run. That's going to make our score 5-0. Thought Whit could get to that, but
yeah, she should have climbed the wall or something.
That'd have been big.
Yep. Put her long arms over there.
Man, I was hoping she could get to that. So that scores two-run homer. Indians trailing 5-0, top of the third. Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers. That ball is hit into shallow right field. That's going to fall in there. Whit makes the play, gets the ball back into second base. She didn't hit it hard, but she hit it right
She found the gap.
Right where there was nobody.
Yep.
Right into the gap. But number 23 coming to the plate. Voisart. She shows bunt. Pulls it back. That's a ball. Devin drops it, and that advances their runner from first to second with a stolen base. Batter steps back into the batter's box. Chelsea's ready. She pops that up. Hit somebody. Who dead hit?
Lori 10.
Hit Lori 10. I don't think any damage was done. Was there any damage done?
Nope.
Okay. Lori's all right. One ball, one strike, one out. Top of the third. Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers, throws it in there low for a ball. So we got two balls, one strike, one out. On number 23, Voisart from Versailles, the Lady Tigers. Pitcher delivers. That's low for a ball. Runner threatens third, but heads back to second. Hannah's in there covering second. Chelsea settles back onto the pitching rubber. Wines delivers. That's a called ball four, so that's going to send Voisart to first base. Coach heads out to talk to the ump. I think she's going to make a lineup change. She's going to send a pinch runner in for number 23. Probably a good idea.
Yep.
So they bring number 16 in, Stamen, as a pinch runner. Now that Tigers have got girls on first and second. We've got number 12 at the plate, Heitkamp. She takes the first pitch in there and fouls it back behind the umpire. Heitkamp steps into the batter's box. Chelsea Timmerman's ready. Pitch in there for a strike. She's ahead of this girl, thank goodness.
Yep. Cheating out here.
Yep. No balls, two strikes, one out. They got runners on first and second. We got to get out of this inning. We already gave up two runs. Can't give up anymore.
No.
Pitch to the plate. That ball's popped up. And that falls in there again in the gap, just right behind third base. And third baseman couldn't make it back to it. And Carly was running for it. And Emily comes up with the ball, but
He's found a nice little gap there.
Yeah, boy, oh boy. They're just dropping balls in there right where we're not. It's not like they're hitting the ball a ton. They're
no.
just finding little spots.
Yep.
And dropping them in there. So that didn't hurt anything necessarily.
No, but.
But now the bases are loaded and we've only got one out. We've got Lawrence stepping into the batter's box for the Lady Tigers. Bases juiced. First pitch, fouled back. Count to the batter is no balls, one strike. We got one out, top of the third inning. Chelsea Wines delivers. That ball is hit out into left. Emily makes one.
Wow.
Heck of a play.
That was a great play
that
out there.
That was Sports Center.
Yeah,
right
for
there.
Sure.
That was totally Sports Center right there.
Emily, that was well done.
Emily comes racing over and lays out, sliding, makes the play, comes up and fires the ball back in.
That's an athletic play.
Tremendous play. It did let a run. The runner from third sacrificed. The runner from third made it home. But, boy, she saved at least a couple runs right
yeah.
there. Great play. Next pitch is in there for a ball. That gets behind Devin, and that's going to advance the runners again. We've got runners on second and third, but at least we got two outs thanks to Emily. Wow, that was a great play.
That was awesome.
So we've got two outs now. Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers. That's in there low for a ball. That evens the count at one ball, one strike, two outs, runners on second and third. Just one run came across home plate so far this inning, so that makes our score 6-0. Pitcher delivers. In there for a strike. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Pitcher settles in, delivers. She goes fishing for a pitch, and she makes a strike, but then the catcher drops the ball. So we have to fire it down to first to get the out, and we did that. So out of the inning here, and they got one run across, and we're trailing 6-0. We'll be back. We're back here in the bottom of the third inning with the Indians up to bat. First batter for us is going to be Carly Stone. She's batting in the number 9 hole. First pitch in there for a ball. Number 12, High Camps, pitching for the Lady Tigers. They're leading us 6-0. Pitcher steps on the rubber, delivers a pitch. In there, kind of low, called strike. One ball, one strike. Pitcher's ready, delivers. Carly pops one up, and first baseman makes the play. So that's out number one for the Indians. We'll be at the top of our batting order right now. Got Chelsea stepping to the plate. She's been hitting the ball really well. She's been on fire the last couple of games. She hits the first pitch, and it rolls foul.
I get something going here at the top of the lineup.
Yeah, we sure need something going. We got Chelsea, and then we've got Tori on deck. Chelsea settles into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. She pops it up. Second baseman settles in underneath it. Makes the play. That's two outs. Two up, two down so far. Brings Tori Vaughn to the plate. And then we've got Devin Post on deck. Tori digs into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. Outside for a ball. You heard anything about the boys' game?
No, I did not.
Pitcher's ready. Pitch to the plate. And that ball is hit into the gap, out into left center. Nice hit for Tori Vaughn. calling a timeout here for Devin. She's up to bat, but she apparently was ready to catch because she had her gear on already. So, again, maybe we can get something going on here with two outs, get a little bit of a rally going on. Bringing in a pinch runner for Tori Vaughn. Who'd we bring in there?
Hannah Knapke.
Hannah Knapke's in there. Freshman pinch runner for Tori Vaughn. Pitcher's ready. Pitch to the plate. Devin hits a rocket go ball. Oh, falls. That's going to score at least one run. And
she smoked that ball.
She hit that ball to the fence and into the gap in right center field.
Hannah and scored all the way from first with that.
Hannah was hustling around the bases, and she got home off from, oh, yeah, all the way from first. Devin gets a stand-up double. She's doing a little dancing out there on second.
I think she's calling for a courtesy runner.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh,
yep.
I bet it is, yeah. I thought maybe she was just.
No.
Thought she just was in the mood. So we've got a timeout here quick, and we're going to run Chloe Metzger out there, pinch runner. So we got Casey Vogel stepping to the plate. We've got Audra Metzger on deck, pitch to the plate. She hits that back to the pitcher. Pitcher snags that ball, fires it to first, and our rally's done. Well, we got one run across, so it's 6-1. We're going to be going into the top of the fourth. We'll be back. We're back here in the top of the fourth inning, and Versailles is at the top of their batting order with Langston stepping in there, and she hits one to Carly, and she misses it, and then Emily misses it. That rolls out. Witt, thank goodness, is there to back up Emily.
Good backup, Whitney.
Gets a double there for Versailles, which that's not what we want to start the inning off with, but Carly reached for it and missed it, and then somehow Emily, it rolled past Carly, and Emily reached for it and missed it. I think the ball was muddy.
I don't know what it was, but.
Number four is up to the plate. McEldowney. She takes the first pitch in there for a ball. Got one ball. No strikes, no outs here in the top of the fourth. Pitcher winds, delivers. Shows bunt. And she drops a bunt down, and it spins foul. Or as I would used to say, that spins
out of bounds.
I never claimed I was Marty Brenneman. Chelsea's ready. Pitch. That ball is hit really hard over Emily's head, bounces to the fence. That's going to drive one run in, but Emily quickly picks it up and fires it in to hold her to second. I thought maybe she could have got to third on that one. She hit it a ton over Emily's head. So that scores another run for Versailles. Another run across home plate brings the score to 7-1 here in the top of the fourth. Versailles batters at the plate. Shows bunt. Pulls it back. That ball gets past Devin. Runner gets to third, no problem. She turns a corner on third like she's going to head to home, but
that's not what we need.
Thought better of it. Batter's ready. Chelsea's ready. Pitch. In there a little high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes, no outs. Runner on third. Already got a run across. Chelsea winds, delivers, outside for a ball. So that brings our count to three balls, no strikes. No outs here in the top of the fourth. Pitcher delivers, in there for a strike.
Come on, Charles, you can do it.
So that brings our count to three balls, one strike, no outs, runner on third. Chelsea settles in onto the pitching rubber, winds, delivers. That ball is hit hard out into left field. That's going to score one more run and give number 8 a single. She's standing on first base. Next batter up is Powell, number 11.
She's the one that hit the home run last inning.
Ooh, that's not good.
No, no.
Chelsea's eyeballing the catcher, pitch to the plate. She hits another rocket out into left field. That bounces into the fence. Emily picks it up. That's going to score a run. And we've got a stand-up double.
Thank goodness that stayed in.
Whew. That brings our score 9-1. And we're going to take a quick break here because the coach is calling a meeting at the pitcher's mound. And coach just wanted to settle Chelsea down a little bit. Chelsea's still on the mound. At number 6, digging into the batter's box, one of their 3 McEldownies. Chelsea winds, delivers. She takes a big cut at it, but she was way out ahead of that one.
She's falling out of the batter's box there.
For a strike. Chelsea's ready, delivers. In there for a ball. One ball. One strike, no outs. Runner on second. Top of the 4th inning, Chelsea delivers a pitch.
Ooh.
In there for a ball. Looked pretty good from here.
For sure.
Indians trailing the Versailles Lady Tigers. 9-1. Chelsea winds, delivers. In there for a strike.
One more, Chelsea.
That evens the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Here we go, Chelsea.
No outs. Chelsea winds, delivers. That ball's popped up. Popped up. Emily runs in to make the play and drops the ball. She got to it and drops it. So everybody's obviously safe. That run, at least the run didn't get in, so they've got a runner on second and third, but the problem is we don't have any outs right now.
And Emily appears to be limping a little bit out there.
Well, it's got to be wet out there.
Yeah, it's slipping around stuff, so.
Pitch to the plate, in there for a ball. Got number 23 up, Voice Art. I think she got a single last time up because they put a pinch runner in for her. Chelsea winds, delivers. That ball's hit out into center field. Witt makes the play, but that's going to be a sacrifice. Sacrifice fly brings in the runner from third to home. Runner stays at second, so that brings another run across home plate. So that makes our score 10-1. Got one out. Witt made a nice play on that ball. Number 12 digs in. High camp. Chelsea's ready. Pitch to the plate. That ball was hit to second. Scooped up by Kanapke. Thrown to first. Hannah makes that look pretty easy. Gets it over to Casey, and she holds the runner at third. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So we got 2 outs.
Gotta get out of this inning here.
Top of the 4th. Runner on third. Chelsea winds, delivers. A little high for a ball. Indians trailing. Chelsea's ready, delivers. That ball's hit to third. The ball was hit to short. Carly makes a diving play and stops the ball.
Good try, Carly.
Great play by Carly.
Yeah, that might have been a double if that gets through there.
Yep. So, she
well
knocked
done
it.
To stopping it.
She knocked it down. They still got that runner snuck in there from third to home, so that gives them another run. So it's 11-1. I think they're playing pretty good.
Yeah, they're playing well.
We're playing a little bit better than they have. Especially score might not
thrown into a lineup change here.
Yeah, score may not show it, but they are playing better.
Yep, getting better.
Got some changing in the lineup going on here. Their coach just changed the lineup a little bit. Put somebody, heard him say something about McElDowney.
Mm-hmm. Maybe number 9 is McElDowney. Maybe they got 4 McElDowneys on the team.
Yeah, I know. We got 3 in the lineup here. So we're taking a little bit of a break here. 2 down. We're back in play here. Batter settles in. Number 9 settles into the batter's box. I don't think we have her name.
No, I don't think we do.
That ball, first pitch is in there for a ball and gets past Devin. That's going to advance the runner from first to second. Got 2 outs. Batter settles into the batter's box. Chelsea Wines delivers.
Pitch looked good.
Looked good from here. That's 2 balls, no strikes, 2 outs, runner on second. Top of the 4th inning. Chelsea's ready. Wines. Strike, and that ball gets away again from Devin, and that advances their runner from second to third. The count on the batter is 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Batter settles back into the batter's box. Chelsea Wines throws. Got. Oh, I thought that was strike 3.
I did too.
I was going to say got her looking.
Yeah, I thought that was third strike.
So that evens the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Pitch to the plate, and she hits that one foul. So we're still at 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Got to get out of this inning.
Yep.
Chelsea steps on the pitching rubber. Wines delivers. Popped up, and that gets down the right field line and falls just inside the chalk for a base hit. And then that gets a runner from third to home. So that's another run. So that's a 12-1. Again, just hitting the ball in
places that we don't have people.
Like just inside the chalk on the right field line. Taylor was there to make the play, but it fell in there before she could get a glove on it. So now they've got a runner on first, and we've still got 2 outs. 32's at the plate. That's Langston. She hits a dribbler over to
Carly.
She hits a dribbler over to Carly. Carly has an excellent throw and gets her at first base. So we're out of the inning with the Indians trailing 12-1. We're here at Fort Recovery Softball Diamond at the Middle Elementary School. Still pretty gray and overcast here. The Indians are trailing 12-1 in the bottom of the 4th inning. We have got Audie Metzger batting in the 5 spot. And then we've got Taylor Tin going to step into the batter's box next. That ball's hit to second. She scoops and flips it over to first for an out.
We're just hitting to where they have people.
Absolutely. Brings Taylor Tin to the plate. She checks her signs from her coach, steps into the batter's box. Pitcher Wines delivers outside for a ball. We got Emily Hart on deck. Still got number 12 pitching. Height camp. Next pitch is way high for a ball. 2 balls. No strikes. 1 out already. Pitcher steps in. Pitch. That ball was hit into the gap.
She got a hold of that one a little bit.
Yes, she did. Ball's hit into the gap, rolls out into left field. Easy base hit for Taylor. Gets us a runner on first. 1 out. We've got Emily at the plate.
Oh, she get to hit like the last one.
She hit the crap out of the ball the last one. First pitch is in there for a strike.
Looked a little low there.
No balls, one strike, one out. Taylor 10 on first. Pitch to the plate, and that gets past a catcher, and not sure why Taylor didn't go there. We've got Whitwell on deck. Emily at the plate. Count is even. One ball, one strike, one out. Pitch to the plate. Cold strike. One ball, two strikes, one out. Emily checks her signs from her coach. Steps back into the batter's box. Takes the pitch. Wasn't that a foul?
Foul ball, but she caught it. Third strike, so. Okay.
So that gives us out number two. That brings Whitwell to the plate. And Carly is on deck. Two outs, runner on first. Whit takes a big cut at it and misses for strike one. She steps back into the batter's box. Pitcher's ready, delivers, throws that change up. It kind of bounces in there for a ball. That evens the count at one ball, one strike, two outs. Taylor's on first. Pitch to the plate. Low for a ball. That's two balls, one strike, two out. Time to rally. Got to rally.
Yeah, need some runs here.
Pitch to the plate. She pops that up out of play. So that evens the count at two balls, two strikes, two outs. Taylor Tins still standing on first base. Whit digs into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. Throws a really low one in there for a ball. That brings the count full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Payoff pitch. She hits one up. Oh, center fielder runs over and makes the play. Dang it. She hit a nice ball there, but she hit it so high the center fielder had an easy play on it. She ran over and settled in underneath it. We're in just through the top of the fifth inning here, and we'll be right back. We're back here at Fort Recovery. Bottom of the fifth inning, Indians trailing 12-1 right now. Had a bunch of changes here for this next inning. We've got Devin Post on the mound, and we moved Chelsea out to center field. We've got Audra on third. We've got Chloe Metzger at shortstop. We've got Pot Cutter at second. Casey still on first. We've got Aaliyah Jenkins catching now. We've got Emily in left. Again, Chelsea in center, and we've got Taylor Greasy in right field. Pitch to the plate, low for a ball. Bottom of the fifth inning here. Devin steps onto the pitching rubber, pitch to the plate, and that ball is fouled back behind home plate. Aaliyah runs back and grabs it. Kind of overcast here, a little cooler than it has been this week. Still pretty nice compared to what it has been. Devin's ready, delivers. That's in there high for a ball. Count is two balls, one strike, no outs. Bottom of the fifth. Devin Post on the pitching mound now. Pitch to the plate. That's a ball a little inside. Three balls, one strike, no outs. Number four's up. McEldowney is up for the Lady Tigers. That ball is hit back to Devin, and she kind of got hit in the shin, and then the ball dropped, and she didn't see where it went. So Audrey runs over and picks it up, but doesn't have a play at first base. So we'll give her a base hit. Devin shakes it off and throws the first pitch in there for a ball.
Come on, Devin.
Batter steps back into the batter's box. Devin's ready, delivers in there low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Runners threatening to go. Aaliyah's coming up ready to throw. So far, held her at first. Pitch to the plate. That's in there for a ball. That's three balls, no strikes. Runner on first. Bottom of the fifth inning. Indians trailing 12-1. Devin steps onto the pitching rubber. Wines, delivers. In there for a strike. That brings the count to three balls, one strike, no out. McEldowney for the Lady Tigers is on first. Devin steps onto the pitching rubber. Pitch to the plate. That ball is hit out of play down the right field line. That brings the count to full, three balls, two strikes. Top of the fifth inning here with the Lady Tigers leading. Batter settles into the batter's box. Devin's ready. Pitch to the plate, and that's low. Gets past the catcher. That's going to easily get the runner from first to, which I guess it didn't matter because that was ball four. So batter, base on balls for the batter, she is on first and advances a runner to second. And that brings up this POW girl, and she has killed us the last two times at bat. Devin Wines delivers, hits the batter with the ball. So that brings POW to first base. So POW's on first. That loads the bases now. We've got no outs. Top of the fifth inning. Indians trailing. Pitch to the plate. Strike. Brings number six, McEldowney, to the plate. There's number four is a McEldowney. Number six is a McEldowney. And number 19 is a McEldowney. Devin Wines. Pitch high. High for a ball. That evens the count. One ball, one strike. No outs. Devin steps onto the pitching rubber, delivers a pitch. High for a ball. Runner on third kind of faked like she was going to go home, but dives back to third. Devin steps onto the pitching rubber, delivers a pitch, in there for a strike. That evens the count at two balls, two strikes, no outs. Indians trailing here 12-1. Devin's on the pitching rubber. Pitch to the plate. Gets her swinging. Gets her swinging for strike three. That's our first out of this inning, the top of the fifth. Indians trailing 12-1. Batter gets ready to step into the batter's box, checks her signs from her coach, and it's Ashley Voisard at the plate. Pitch to the plate, and that ball's hit hard into center field. Chelsea runs up and makes the play. That's going to score two. Base hit, two RBIs. So that brings the score to 14-1. Sales leading. Their coach steps out to talk to the umpire. The back making some changes again here. We're going to do a pinch runner for Voisart. Putting a pinch runner in there. And I think number 24 is on deck. I'm sorry, 21. 21's on deck. I don't have her number either. I've just got their lineup. I don't have their whole team. So that brings 21 to the plate. And she hasn't played yet today, so they're subbing in some of the girls that haven't been hitting or start playing so far. Big lefty here stepping into the batter's box. Versailles has runners on second and first, one out. Danielle Poor is her name. Danielle steps into the batter's box. Ball gets past Aaliyah. That's going to advance both runners from first to second to third. Danielle Poor is in. She must be in for Heitkamp, who's been pitching. Pitch to the plate. That's popped up out of play. So that's one ball, one strike. Batter steps out of the batter's box, looks down at her coach. She steps back in. She's ready. Devin Wines delivers. Throws one in there for a strike. Kind of a changeup in there for a strike. So Devin's ahead of this girl. One ball, two strikes. One out. Bottom of the fifth. That ball is hit. And that is going to fall in there just behind second base for a base hit. Boy, oh boy, have they been hitting the ball. Just little bloop hits where it just falls in and we just don't have a play on it at all. So that's going to score another run for them. Now they've got runners on the corners on first and third. Scored another run. So it's 15-1. And they're going to put in a pinch runner for Danielle Poor. That brings up number 14 for the Lady Tigers, Lawrence. She levels the bat a few times. Checks her coach for her sign.
Come on, Devin.
Devin's looking over at her coaches. Batter settles into the batter's box. Devin steps onto the pitching rubber. Wines delivers. That ball is chopped foul. No balls. One strike, one out. Versailles Lady Tigers have got runners on first and third. Devin backs off the rubber and then now back on the rubber. Pitch to the plate, and that ball is hit to shortstop, scooped, thrown to second, get the runner at second. The ball is thrown over to first, not in time. So they got one, tried to turn a double play and just couldn't get the ball fast enough over to first base. So the runner is safe at first, and the runner from third sneaks across home plate. So that brings our score to 16-1. Devin's ready. Pitches in there for a strike. Now we've got two outs. Two outs. The count on the batter is no balls, one strike. Two outs. Pitch to the plate. That ball is hit to second. Scoop. Thrown to first. Out. That's out number three, and we'll be right back. We're back here at Fort Recovery. Girls Indian softball. The girls are trailing 16-1 playing the Versailles Lady Tigers. We are in the bottom of the fifth inning here. And I lost my partner, Darren. He had Darren Sheffer. He had other commitments, so he took off. So you're just stuck with me at this point in a just by myself. Fort Recovery's first batter up is Chloe Metzger. She takes the first pitch in there for a strike. Bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch to the plate. Throws a changeup in there and gets her swinging way early for strike number two. This number 12, Heikamp for Versailles, has pitched a great game so far. Pitch to the plate, low for a ball. We're going to be at the top of our batting order to start. Next batter up is on deck now is Chelsea Timmerman. We've got Chloe Metzger at the plate, and she goes down swinging. Strike three. That's one out. That brings up Chelsea, and she's been hitting the ball really well. I think she's gotten the bat on the ball about every time up. She digs into the batter's box. She's ready. Wines delivers low for a ball. We've got Tori Vaughn on deck, and she had a single the first or last time up. Pitch to the plate. That was a low changeup and got her chasing that ball. So that evens the count at one ball, one strike, one out. Indians' bats have been really quiet this game. Chelsea's back in there. Takes one high for a ball. So that brings the count to two balls, one strike, one out. Pitch to the plate. Throws that change up high for a ball. So that's three balls, one strike, one out. Indians trailing here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch to the plate. She hits a nice one down. Oh, second baseman makes a heck of a backhand. Really nice backhand. Turns and fires to first and gets Chelsea. Great play by their second baseman. Two outs. We've got Tori Vaughn stepping to the plate. We've got Devin on deck. Pitcher Wines delivers high for a ball. Chelsea got a, or Tori got a single last time up, so maybe we can get a little bit of a rally going here with two outs. Bottom of the fifth. Pitcher kind of rolls one in there for a ball. Gets past the catcher. Two balls, no strikes, no outs. Tori's kind of in the driver's seat at this point. She's ready. Pitch in there for a strike. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Indians trailing here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch to the plate. Oh, she threw that wicked changeup, and Tori was way out in front of that pitch. That's evens account at two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pitch to the plate. She pops one up back into the spectators. I'm Steve Stone here for Fort Recovery Radio, covering the girls' game. Darian bugged out on me a little bit early, so it's me flying solo here. Tori's back into the batter's box. Takes one high for a ball. That brings the count full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the payoff pitch. Strike three looking. And that ends our inning. Actually, with the lead that Versailles Tigers has, that ends our game at 16-1. So thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next home game. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Stone, and Darian Sheffer, we're always the ones that's bringing you the girls' game, and thanks very much for listening.